Most of us have had those times in our prayer lives when we aren't quite sure how to pray for a difficult situation. Charles Spurgeon once wrote, "How can I pray? My mind wanders. I chatter like a crane. I roar like a beast in pain. I moan in the brokenness of my heart. But, oh my God, I know not what it is my inmost spirit needs. Or if I know it, I know not how to frame my petition aright before thee." Reminds me of the story of a little girl who got lost in a cornfield. The farmer heard her voice and found her talking and crying incessantly. As he approached her, he said, "Don't cry. I'll take you home." The little girl looked up at him and smiled and then gave him a big hug and said, "I knew you would come. I was just waiting for you." The farmer said, "Waiting for me? What made you think I was coming?" "I was praying you would come," she said. "Praying? When I first heard you, you were saying A, B, C, D, E, F, G. What was that for?" "I don't know how to pray, so I just prayed the alphabet and let God put the letters together for me." The Apostle Paul assures us God does just this. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Next time you are struggling with what to say in a difficult situation, trust the Holy Spirit to pray for you. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.